Queenslanders are getting set for a new COVID normal. After months of living in a COVID zero world, Monday will bring the much anticipated lifting of travel restrictions for people entering Queensland from COVID hotspots, much to the relief of tourism operators. Rachel Mealy reports.
Queensland's expected to hit the 80% double dose vaccination target later this week, and it'll reopen its doors to vaccinated travellers from hotspots on Monday. It means big changes are coming to a state that's been closed off for much of the pandemic.
It's going to be a different mindset for Queenslanders because we're so used to hearing zero, 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 time and time again.
Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says it's the right thing to do.
Christmas is a time for families to reunite. I've spoken to grandparents who are going to see their grandchildren for the very first time. That's going to be very, very memorable.
Travellers from hotspot areas can re-enter Queensland from Monday morning if they provide proof of vaccination, a negative PCR test, and agree to another test on day five. But for people feeling a little nervous about whether the rules might change again, the Premier had this to say on the ABC's News Breakfast program.
No, they should feel confident. Queenslanders have done a great job. We're at that 80% double dose this week. We're sticking with the national plan.
You won't shut the border again?
We're not shutting the border.
But on Channel 9, she was a little less definitive when asked if the borders would stay open.
We hope so, and under the national plan, we expect to continue to keep things going the way they are. And our vaccination rates are going up as well, so I'm very confident that Queenslanders are coming out getting vaccinated. They want to see their family and friends. They want to be able to travel domestically around Australia. So, you know, fingers crossed everything goes well.
Sue Willis is the Managing Director of Niche Luxury Accommodation in Noosa. She says bookings were in full swing after the Queensland Government's reopening announcement.
We've got 8 lines and they were all running hot, and we just took booking after booking for whatever space we had available. They're desperate to come, and we've just had so many, you know, calls during the year from people who are just, they've done it really tough in the southern states, and we really feel for them. We're really pleased to welcome them back.
But not all domestic tourists are racing to get to Queensland. Shanna Wan lives in rural New South Wales.
Our family actually had pre-booked a destination holiday at the Gold Coast for the end of January. And I am sitting on the fence at this point. I don't feel confident. And I don't know how to express this, but I don't actually feel overly welcome after the treatment to border residents from Premier Palaszczuk. I'm really struggling with it. Yeah, really struggling with it.
People who've been denied quarantine-free access to Queensland have formed camps near the border as they wait for the deadline to pass. Shanna Wan says she can't forgive how heavy-handed the Queensland government has been with the application of its rules.
I don't know, out of solidarity for my close, you know, friends and contacts that have been personally affected, I just have a sense of reluctance and resistance. I don't know, it's almost visceral. It's hard for me to articulate it, but it's like a visceral, I feel sad. I feel a leftover sadness and hangover as to the treatment I've seen so many people getting that needn't have happened the way it did. And I don't know, there's a hangover there for me.
That's border resident Shanna Wan ending that report from Rachel Mealy.